Now, pro-Palestinian protesters on US college campuses, we talked about it earlier on, have been clashing with the police. The protests have become, a hot-button political issue. Major focus of the US papers today. Dipti is taking us through it. What have you found, Dipti?
Well, tensions are indeed heating up on US campuses. The University of Texas, the University of Southern California, all becoming flashpoints in these month-long protests that have been held on U.S. campuses since Israel's military operations in Gaza. Essentially, they're calling for an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, but also an end to the bloodshed in Gaza. Jewish students say that they've been the victims of anti-Semitic hate in the midst of these pro-Palestinian protests, particularly by certain members or certain more radical protesters. At the University of Texas, meanwhile, around 20 students were arrested in clashes with police, with some of the protesters being pushed to the ground by, allegedly being pushed to the ground by police on bikes, in scenes that have drawn strong condemnation as well. There's an interesting opinion piece in the National Review. This is a conservative U.S. magazine in which this writer takes to task the encampments that have been set up, particularly on the campus grounds of Columbia University in New York, but this is also a bit popped up in other universities like Harvard. The writer says that the issue with these encampments is that they really should be taken down as soon as they first appear, because a functional university simply can't allow students to camp out on its grounds. It's also a big problem for Columbia University now, because the encampments are so big that clearing it out would require a significant show of force that inevitably risks turning violent and therefore changing the narrative as well of these protests.
Dipti, you've also found some fierce opinion pieces. This is actually in college newspapers.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, the New York Times has put this together. Student editorial boards rebuking college officials for protest decisions. Around the nation, the editorial boards of student papers have been defending pro-Palestinian protesters, but also defending the right to free speech. So if you can read this article, they kind of regroup all the different opinion pieces that have been published in student boards across the U.S. There's one in particular I want to show you. This is the one from Daily Trojan, which is the university paper of the University of Southern California. In one of their more recent opinion pieces, they sharply criticize the administration of their own university over a decision to revoke a speech by the valedictorian Asna Tabassum because of pro-Palestinian views that were published on social media. The paper is saying that the fact that the university would deny its highest performing student this time-honored tradition of delivering this speech in front of her peers because of her personal views really calls into question the integrity of their entire education.
Now, special day today, this Thursday, marks 50 years of the Carnation Revolution in Portugal.
Yeah, on April 25th, 1974, the dictatorship of Salazar came to an end in one night. Thanks to this Carnation Revolution, the Portuguese military overthrew the regime. 50 years onwards, this is what we're looking at. This is a Portuguese daily paper, which is kind of taking a bittersweet approach to this celebration, saying 50 years on, the far right has once again popped up, or it's once again gaining traction in Portuguese politics. Particularly, the far right made historic gains in recent parliamentary elections in the country. A majority of people who are polled say they're unhappy with the current governance, and they believe that current politicians don't care about their needs. Another Portuguese paper is taking a bit more of an optimistic approach, saying that in five decades, the country has changed and has changed for the better. 1 year after the revolution, on April the 25th, 1975, Portugal held its first fair and free elections. So that is something that has continued since then. You also have this Portuguese paper, a lot of very visual front pages too, paying tribute to that road to freedom that began half a century ago.
Yeah, a lot more on that in around 10 minutes. My perspective guest that will be talking all about that, so stay with us for that. Now, finally from Dipti, Germany's president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, has found himself in a bit of controversy. This is after a recent visit to Turkey.
Yeah, the president wanting to honour Germany's 2.7 million Turkish migrant community thought it was somehow a good idea to travel to Turkey with a 60-kilogram kebab skewer, where he then proceeded to serve up kebabs at a reception in Istanbul. He himself called it donor diplomacy, Stuart. Turkish-origin Germans obviously grilling him over what they see as a very offensive cliché. This is one tweet posted by a journalist who says, a Turkish-German scientist discovered the most effective COVID-19 vaccine. A Turkish-German movie maker was recently nominated for an Oscar. And the German president brings a donor kebab maker to Turkey. So quite understandably, he's being grilled over his actions. Talk about skewering the message, Stuart.
Yes, grilled is probably the word. Dipti, thanks a lot, Dipti Kalaron, with the papers for us here on France 24.